Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
So our text is from the book of Luke chapter 17 and then verse 20. Luke chapter 17 verse 20. Now when he was asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, he answered them and said, "The kingdom of God does not come with observation, nor will they say, 'See here,' or 'See there.' For indeed," please underline indeed, "the kingdom of God is within you." And note the last phrase, "the kingdom of God is within you." Every government in the world has a system of foreign relations with other governments, with other nations, with other territories. So if you take our nation, there is a way that Ghana links to Nigeria, it links to the US, it links to Belgium, it links to Togo, it links to Australia, etc., etc. So every government has got it. Now, this system of foreign relations or international relations is done by sending nationals of one country to another country. And it is referred to as a nation's diplomatic mission in another nation. So by inference, I am trying to make us to understand that there is a mission, there is a divine diplomatic mission that the kingdom of God has towards other territories like earth. So the kingdom of heaven relates with other territories, and it is referred to in international relations as a diplomatic mission. All right. Now, it is important to know that those people who are in the diplomatic mission of one country in another country, they are on a mission on behalf of the ascending nations. When Ghana sends somebody to Nigeria to be maybe in the diplomatic mission of Ghana to Nigeria, we have to understand that those people are on a mission. And that is a key word you need to bear in mind. They are not just there to enjoy themselves. They are there on a mission. Can we all say mission? All right. Jesus Christ put it this way, says that, "I am sending you as sheep in the midst of wolves." And in another place, he said that, "As my Father sent me," all diplomats are sent by people. He says that, "As my Father sent me, even so send I you." Now, we need to understand, as a background to what I want to share with us, that on top of a nation's diplomatic mission is the ambassador. There are other people in the diplomatic mission. We have the consuls who are in the consulates in charge of the visas and all that. Most of the time, the public relates with them, the consuls. All right. But we have other people. We have the chargé d'affaires. We have various attachés, like economic attachés and political attachés, military attachés in some cases. Now, these are all in the diplomatic mission of one country in another country. The attachés are supposed to be reporting. Maybe economic attaché will be reporting on economic issues. Military attaché will be reporting on military issues in the host country to their home country, which is called the sending country. Now, I want us to understand that all of these people the ambassador, the consuls, the chargé d'affaires, the various attachés, and all those technical people, they all work in the foreign affairs ministry of the sending nation in, well, of course, they are in the host nation, but they all work in the foreign affairs ministry. Now, the kingdom of heaven also has got a diplomatic mission on this earth, on a different territory altogether called earth. And there are reporting angels. I call them the attachés. If you read the book of Zechariah, you will understand how the angels are supposed to report. Some of them, they are riding on various horses of different colors. And then they say that God has sent them to run to and fro through the earth and to report on matters on the earth back to heaven. Indeed, angels are ascending and descending, and they are taking information from earth to heaven, information of different various types altogether. Now, the kingdom of heaven has ambassadors who are on top of the diplomatic mission. It means that the head of the diplomatic mission is the ambassador, not the person who is giving the visa, not the various attachés and technical people who are working in the embassy. The ambassador is the head of the diplomatic mission. And the Bible makes us to know in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 20 that we are ambassadors of Christ, referring to Christians. We are on top of God's diplomatic mission on this earth. So you need to understand who you are. You need to understand that you are working in the foreign affairs department or ministry of the kingdom of heaven, of the kingdom of God. Many believers are not awake to their responsibilities or their ambassadorial status. They are not awake to it. So they tend to live their lives like any other person also. But I believe that the age of the kingdom is now. The kingdom of heaven is starting now on this earth. And it is time for us to go back to the message of the kingdom for which Jesus Christ came around. Early this year, in February or January or so, I happened to be in Accra, and I was hosted by somebody who was in the foreign affairs. He had just been invited into the foreign affairs ministry of Ghana. So I asked the person, how is your new, environment and all that? He did not comment, and it was very, very interesting. All that he said was that his new place was a different field altogether. Different field altogether. Now, what I am going to share as I proceed are going to be things that perhaps you have not ordinarily heard. It's a different field. The diplomatic mission is a different field. In fact, if you read books on international relations, you will understand that, in fact, it's a different world altogether from your normal world. If you don't take care, you may not understand. It's a wonderful world. Hallelujah. The ambassador is a citizen of a nation who is sent to reside in another nation. So he has a home country, but he is sent, dispatched to, as it were, go and live permanently until perhaps he dies. Or he is reassigned for some reasons. He has to live in that host nation permanently. And it is important to know that as he lives in that host nation, he does not lose his citizenship in the home country, although he does not live there. So if you take the ambassador of Great Britain to Ghana, the person remains a British, although he resides, lives, his children, everybody, his life is in Ghana. But he doesn't lose his citizenship of Great Britain. Neither does he acquire the citizenship of the host nation. In other words, when he comes to live in Ghana, he does not become a Ghanaian. He becomes a foreigner in a host state or a host nation. And I want us to understand that that is what God has made all Christians. We have been sent by God, literally sent to a different territory altogether. But it does not mean that this world is our home. This place is not our home. Our home is in heaven. Our citizenship is in heaven. But we have been assigned to a different nation or a territory altogether to live here for a purpose. Now, there are many people who do not know how to understand their ambassadorial role or status in the kingdom of God vis-a-vis maybe the message on going to heaven. And I want us to understand this very clearly, because I always see that that is a place that people clash and people fight and people do not really understand. You need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that many people who see heaven are asked by God to come back on this earth. Some of them, they come back and they write books. Because sometimes the way that you see heaven, you shouldn't stay there. Heaven is really supposed to be a place where we know so much about that the culture of heaven influences the way we live on this earth. That is why God permits people to see heaven. Not so that those people will abandon the earth. Not so that Christians will abandon the earth. But so that when you read those books and listen to those revelations, you will get an idea of how you are supposed to conduct your life as life is in the home country or in heaven. So heaven is meant to inform us how to live on earth. Heaven equips us to fully live life on this earth. Some of us, by virtue of the fact that we are very close to the rapture of the church, you may not live in heaven for a long time. Because those who lived about maybe 200 years ago and those who died many, many years ago, those people have the opportunity to stay in heaven for some time. Some of them are longing and they are saying to God, how long are we going to be in heaven? Send us down. Let us go and do something about this earth. So when you get raptured and you go to heaven, in fact, those who will be in the rapture, they will spend the least time in heaven. The Bible even tells us that time, the tribulation time period, that is 7 years, 3.5 years of the lesser one, and 3.5 years of the greater tribulation. So I need to make us to understand this thing very carefully, that the fact that we are going to heaven does not mean that you abandon the earth. Because there is a responsibility, there is a mission that we have as ambassadors, both those who have died and those of us who are Christians who are still around. There is a mission that we should be panting and longing to fulfill right here in this host country called the earth. So an ambassador does not lose his citizenship in the host country. Neither does the ambassador acquire the citizenship of the host country. This one is important, that as we Christians are living in this world, we don't live like the people of the world. We don't speak like the people of the world. We don't behave like the people of the world. The ambassador of the United States does not even dress like an African. Because he's supposed to dress himself like the nation where he's coming from. When it's a ceremonial thing, like maybe a kind of meeting of various diplomats, they all go in their national dresses. The ambassador of India to Ghana does not dress in kente like a Ghanaian. No, they wear their national dress. They are supposed to reflect their home country. They are supposed to speak like their home country. Although they are living in a different territory altogether, they know that these people among whom I'm living, they are not my fellow citizens, so to speak. My citizenship is in heaven. And we have to be careful as Christians not to let the world and not to let the society dictate what you should say. The budget and everything that we hear in the news must not reflect what we should say. We must reflect what is said in heaven, which is written in this document called the Bible.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
We must know it and speak after the manner of God the Father. If God curses people, you are ready to curse people. If God is insulting people and saying how hopeless they are, then you are permitted to also talk like that. But if God says that you are more than a conqueror, if God says that your situation is not hopeless, if God says that there is hope for you, if God says I am coming to strengthen you in your weakness, if He says that my favor as a son is going to rise upon you, then we should say the same thing after the manner of our King. It is important for us not to mingle ourselves in domestic affairs. Because if you read any good international relations book, it will tell you that the ambassador is not supposed to be talking about the internal matters. Like people are on strike in the university. What is your comment? No, you have no comment. You don't meddle in the internal affairs of the host country that you are in. Otherwise, what will happen is that they will declare you what is called in Latin a persona non grata. That means that you are declared no ambassador. When that happens, and it is the host country who can declare an ambassador a persona non grata, that means that that ambassador, we don't recognize him as an ambassador because he's trying to interfere in our internal affairs. And the host country, like if he's the ambassador of Britain to Ghana, Britain must recall the ambassador and send a different person around. It is only the world who can trample upon the salt of this earth and say that they are good for nothing. We have declared them persona non grata. Lord, call them home. These people are not performing. It's only the world who can do that. So let us be careful, ladies and gentlemen. When Jesus said that, I am sending you as sheep in the midst of wolves, what he added to it was that, be wise as a serpent. Because where you are is not a friendly environment. They don't know your culture. They don't understand your language. You have to be wise in order to survive, because they will try to cripple you. Nothing will in this world is meant to enhance the church. Nothing in this world is meant to enhance the kingdom of God. We need to understand that the society around us are wolves trying to devour the sheep. Now the sheep or the ambassadors should be wise and should be harmless. Some of us Christians who are listening to me, you are very harmful people. Ambassadors should be harmless so that they didn't declare you persona non grata. Now they should call you home and bring a different person, because these people, they are not doing the real work that they have to do. In our text, in Luke chapter 17 verse 20, the Bible says that the Pharisees asked Jesus when the kingdom of God will come, because Jesus was always talking about the kingdom of God and the government of God and all that. And so they asked him, oh, Jesus, you grant this thing you've been talking about, when will the kingdom of God come? Jesus answered them and said, the kingdom of God does not come with observation. In other words, you don't just become an observer and you see the kingdom happening in your life or you reigning as a king. It's not by being a spectator and waiting for the thing. You have to participate aggressively, go for the things that will make you a king. That is why it is important, ladies and gentlemen, for us to understand that we have to be fully awake to our responsibilities and even the privileges that we have as ambassadors of the government of heaven. When you are awake to it, then heaven is going to back you the way heaven must back you. But if you sit down and say, oh, well, I'm a Christian, God must take care of me, ladies and gentlemen, it's not going to happen. You must say that I am an ambassador and declare your credentials. Because until you declare your credentials, the world will take you as an ordinary Ghanaian. Maybe in Nigeria, they'll tell you as one of those Ghana men or something like that. Until you pull out your credential and you say, this is FBI, you are talking to the ambassador of the government of Ghana. When you say that, anybody should shudder. I was talking Nigerian. Anybody should shudder. Nigerian man will say, you should shudder. And say, hey, we are dealing with the ambassador. We dare not talk to him like that. We dare not maybe act towards him like that. You always have to declare your credentials. If you don't declare your credentials on this earth to the world and to the devil, they are going to take you as one of those other people. And we may look ordinary, but we are not ordinary. We are representative of the government of heaven upon this earth. We work in the foreign affairs. That is why we are not currently in heaven. That is why we are presently on this earth with a mission. Talk about the mission as we go on. But it is important for us to be more active than we are. Declare I'm the ambassador. Declare that is my status. When circumstances come, declare it. When people are coming, declare it. Tell them that, look, this thing you are doing to me, I represent my nation. And it's a very dangerous thing to act towards me this way. Because then when you do that, you are coming against the whole of the kingdom of heaven. So look at what Jesus Christ said. He says in verse 21, Luke 17, nor will they say, see here or see there. For indeed, says truly, the kingdom of God is within you. Jesus was speaking diplomatic language. Jesus was speaking kingdom language. When he said that the kingdom of God is within you. In other words, you are not an ordinary person. You are a nation. As you walk about, you are carrying a nation inside of you. Jesus was talking about an ambassador, because an ambassador is not a person. And you need to understand that an ambassador is not a person. An ambassador is a nation. An ambassador is a working nation. The nation is inside of him. When you see the ambassador, you have seen the nation. When you see the ambassador, you have seen the kingdom. The whole of the kingdom is inside of that person called the ambassador. So Jesus Christ says that you are a working nation. You are completely taken over. An ambassador is completely taken over by the sending country. All his bills, all his things are supposed to be supplied by the sending country. The ambassador is supposed to have the backing of his country, because he is indeed the country. That is why when ambassadors are coming, it isn't the foreign affairs minister who should go and receive them. It is the very head of state or the president who should meet the ambassador. No more, nobody less. Because the ambassador in international relations is the nation. So the nation must receive the nation. Not the deputy minister of foreign affairs. Although they are going to, as it were, operate around him. But he represents a nation. That is what Jesus Christ was saying, that an ambassador is a working nation. He is the embodiment of the nation. When an ambassador speaks, the nation has spoken. I read an international relations book, and there was a topic. He said, profile of an effective diplomat. This is the first profile of the effective diplomat. And these ones, they came from the wisdom of Aristotle and Plato. The people who invented democracy, out of which we have all these kind of systems of government around. It was written by a Greek, the book I was reading. And democracy, as it were, was mooted by the Greeks, but developed by somebody else, United States. What can we do without them? All right. The first thing that book said, that the ambassador, to be an effective diplomat, and I'm talking to you, to be an effective representative of Jesus, the government of heaven on this earth, should suppress personal likes and dislikes. And should think, I'm quoting you, should think only of national interests of the sending state. Personal likes and dislikes suppressed. And then the second point is said, that the effective diplomat must implement executive instructions faithfully, regardless of his personal assessment of the wisdom of those instructions. Says that when you are instructed by your home government to maybe pursue a certain line, you do it faithfully and you don't question the wisdom behind that executive decision that has been taken and handed over to you in the foreign affairs in a different territory, that implement this one. This is what we stand for. And then the book said that if he has a problem with what he has been told to do, he has two options. The first one is to resign as an ambassador, or to ask for reassignment. I can no more be an ambassador. I plead for reassignment. Because I question the wisdom in what you say I should do. That is, if that ambassador dislikes or doesn't agree with what the home government says that he should do. I want us to know, ladies and gentlemen, that we are around for the kingdom of God. We are around for the national interest, for the interest of the kingdom of heaven, not our personal interest. Sometimes it has to say that God is not interested in us. Sometimes when you say it, it becomes like one of those strange things. Because he's interested in his interest. The national interest of the kingdom of heaven is his interest. So he can change ambassador as and when he likes. Who is going to make the national interest subsist and be pervasive wherever he goes. So I want us to understand that we are just part of his tool. An ambassador is part of the national tools for national interest. If we want investors to come, he is a tool of our nation, maybe in Great Britain, to get the British business community to come and invest in Ghana. And the way that things are being run here, which he is not involved in, does not come in at all. He's just handed over the policy, executive policy implemented. This is what we stand for. So I need to make us to understand that God is interested in his interest. And as long as you make his interest your interest, then he can back you with finances. Then he can back you with everything that you need. He will pay your bills as long as you remain as an ambassador and your focus is national interest, not personal interest. The book said that suppress personal likes and dislikes. Suppress it. Don't question, don't use your wisdom to question why God says that we should love the way we should love. Don't use your wisdom to question why God says that we should not fornicate before we get married. Don't use your wisdom to question why God says that we should pray for our nations. Because if you use your wisdom, you say that no, we can't do that. The people are not doing the right thing and these people are corrupt and all that. You are not supposed to use your logic and your wisdom. What does God's word say? The instruction remains unchanged, whether they are corrupt or not. He says that without wrath and without doubting, pray for kings and for those who are in authority.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.com. www.kingdomliving.org or our offices at Number 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you.
Lord, I lift your name on.